The city of Prague has launched a pilot project that enables residents to use shared bikes for free. All they need is an electronic prepaid fare for the Prague public transport system on the Litačka travel card. Ruth Frankova discussed the project and its benefits with Deputy Mayor for Transport, Adam Scheiner.
We think it is one of the added services that we can offer to our passengers, to our customers within the public transport. So it is one of the services that can enable our passengers to easily go the last mile from last metro station or from the last tram stop. They can move last 100 meters by bike, and so it's easier or faster for them to get to the desired destination.
Is this also a way to encourage Prague residents to use bicycles more frequently?
Of course, it is mainly for the prepaid customers who has annual or monthly tickets. So if they would like to do a little bit of sport, or if they would like to change and instead of going one station by metro or by tram or by bus, they can choose bike and it's free for them. If we look into the cities on the west from us, this service is included in the public transport. So we just took the inspiration and we will see now how our citizens will like it.
So how exactly is the system going to work and who can use the shared bikes for free?
It's very easy if you are using one of bike sharing systems, either Recola or Nextbike. Inside of your application, you connect this bike sharing application with your Litačka account, which is the prepaid public transportation account. And if you have the prepaid ticket for public transportation, monthly or annual, immediately it is connected and you can use the bike for 15 minutes for free up to 4 times a day.
Why have you decided to launch the service now when morning temperatures have dropped to 0 or even below 0? Isn't it too late for using bicycles?
The weather for the bicycle, it's not easy to choose because in the summer it's too hot, now it's not warm. I think it mainly depends how you dress yourself. And for a few hundred meters or last mile, it's not so problematic, I think. And we needed to launch it when there are local people, where it is not the time of vacations, and when there are also students. So we will let this start up for several months, and then we will see.
And finally, what happens if the service proves successful?
If the service proves successful, then we will look for bike sharing companies who would offer us the permanent connection, and we would let it like a new permanent service for public transportation in Prague.